Do you know when the last time you've experienced hope? Do you experience hope every day? You know, if you don't, you should. Because hope is what's going to get you through your circumstances and your situations that the environment brings on you. You know, you may be having a bad day at work, having a bad day with your spouse, your kids, whatever the case may be. But we don't realize what hope that we have. You know, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, it says, "The mystery of the gospel has now been revealed, and it is Christ in you, which is the hope of glory." See, hope sees something beyond itself. Hope sees into the future, and basically what that does is bring the future into being, into existence right now in your life. I want to read a few verses in Romans chapter 5. "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, I've done a teaching earlier about righteousness. And it says, righteousness, we have been justified, we have been made righteousness. And that is the foundation. That is the foundation of our hope. Let me go on to verse 2. "Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Now rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Well, you know, it says, I just said in Colossians 1:27, we have this hope within us. But that hope produces a confident expectation, a waiting for the hope of God to be revealed. You know, the simple definition of hope is confident expectation of something good. You know, we don't relate hope or term the word hope with anything bad, anything evil, anything depressing. Actually, hope is the opposite of all that. Hope is the opposite of all that the world brings to us as far as pressure, environment, thriving to be successful, and things like that. Hope is from God. You know, Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says, "May the God of all hope fill you with joy and peace in believing." You know, while we're believing in the Son of God, while we're believing in Jesus, we have obtained this righteousness on the inside of us. But Galatians chapter 5, verse 5 says that we wait for the hope of righteousness. We wait for that righteousness to be revealed. What's that saying? It sounds like it's sort of opposed and making conflicting statements there. But what this is saying, the whole process, the whole plan, the whole work of salvation is that when you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, this hope of glory, according to Colossians 1:27, comes and lives and breathes on the inside of you. And that gets us through this life. You know, I think it's in Hebrews chapter 11 that Abraham, he had hope. Even though he didn't obtain the promises of God, he saw them afar off. In other words, he had hope. That's how Isaac came into an existence. You know, God promised him a son. And he had hope in that. You know, somebody can promise us something, but if we don't believe it, it's really not going to come to pass, is it? So this hope on the inside of us is what instigates the whole process. And we wait for the revelation of Jesus Christ to come in his full glory at the end, at his return, to resurrect our bodies and we can be complete in every area of our being. Of course, we know that we're complete in our spirit, man, because 100% of God, the Holy Spirit, indwells us. That is a earnest, if you will, or a down payment of what are we going to possess. The Holy Spirit is so important in the lives of the believers. The Holy Spirit is the down payment. It's not the fullness. It's not the manifestation of what we're going to receive. You know, the possession of what we're promised is what we'll receive. You know, it's just like, just say, for instance, this is an allegory or an example where you can picture this. Say if you order a package from off the internet or a catalog and, man, you really, really like it. And, you know, you order that and you pay for it. The payment is made in full. And it's going to be a few days before it comes by UPS, Priority Mail, FedEx, ever how it comes. But up until the time that you receive that, you see the UPS truck coming, you have hope that it's going to be. That it's going to be. So you know in your heart that it's a done deal. You're just waiting for it to get there. And when it gets there, you have the full possession of it. And that's what we hope for. We have this righteousness on the inside, and we live our lives beholding the glory of God in the face of Christ, that at His return, He's going to bring this full manifestation, this full glory to us, where our bodies will sparkle in splendor and full glory. But in the meantime, while we live as sojourners, as pilgrims on this earth, you know, this earth right now is not our home. Our citizenship, the Bible tells us, is from heaven. So we walk by faith. Well, what is faith? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hoped for. So I'm telling you today, if you don't have hope, you're not operating in faith, because faith is the undergirding of the things that we hope for. So we hope, and this righteousness comes without us, comes from the inside out. You know, the Bible says, and it's a poor translation, it says to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You know, that fear and trembling is not like, oh, I'm afraid of God, He's going to judge me. Now, what that's really saying in the correct terminology and the correct translation would be, work out. Let this great hope of salvation come out of you that's already deposited in you. See, that's how we live our life. We've got this fullness on the inside, but we look to the future. We look to our possession, and we get to enjoy this inheritance, this journey with Jesus as our inheritance now on this earth. And then in Peter it says, we look, God is not slack concerning His promises, but desires everyone to repent and to receive Him, so that they can also look for a new planet and a new earth wherein dwelleth all righteousness. Could you imagine living in a world, living in an atmosphere, in a state where everybody treated everybody right? There would be no corruption. There would be no crime. It'd just be the perfect world. You know, that's the thing that we've got to look forward to, people. I'm telling you, it's just an awesome thing to think of this. That's what we need to meditate on. Hope is the driving force of salvation. You know, a lot of people that's depressed, a lot of people that's on substance abuse, you know, that does other things, you know, tries to find that peace that will give them hope. They try to find that fulfillment. You know, that what they're telling me is, when they're searching for fulfillment in these other things, that they're basically crying out for hope because they have none. And I'm here to tell you today, your only hope is Christ Jesus. And when you have Him in the center of your world, in the center of your heart, you can see your possession right now while you're enjoying the inheritance.